We are on. He's a superstar of big name things. I mean, we're talking Walking Dead. We're talking the Avengers. And I even think I can pronounce his name correctly. It's Ross Marquand. Good morning, Ross, my friend.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing all right. I mean, you have really fallen into, not fallen into because, you know, you earned it to get there, but two really amazing franchises of things in the last couple of years.
Well, thank you. No, I didn't fall into it. I actually did. I paid off some people.
Okay.
That's all right.
I bribed my way into it.
Whatever it takes. You know, I mean, if it probably you would find this amazing that here in Roanoke, Virginia, I had to bribe my way into this job even.
Yeah.
Ross is going to be at Big Lit Comic Con this weekend because if you don't necessarily recognize the name, you do recognize the characters. It's Aaron from The Walking Dead. It's Red Skull in Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, I know, because with my husband, well, we have like a group of us and we go to all the Avengers movies, any superhero movie, we're there. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, Ross is Red Skull. He said, no, he's not.
Yes, he is.
And we had a bet. I'm like, yes, he is.
Right.
But he was like, well, mind blown, because we watch Walking Dead, too. So uh-huh. He's like, oh.
So very cool. I mean, what's it like to be involved in two different things like this that have such passionate fan bases in particular?
Well, it's weird because I was a passionate fan of both to begin with. I grew up with Marvel as a kid. I used to draw all those comics. You know, I used to draw Red Skull. I used to draw Wolverine, X-Men. And I started Walking Dead, the first episode, that Halloween episode back in 2010. Mm-hmm. I was in love with it. And so to go, you know, from being a fan to then, you know, being on both of these franchises, it sounds really trite, but it's a dream come true. It's amazing.
I mean, was that the kind of thing where you're saying you watch the first episode of Walking Dead and you think, man, I want to be on that show? I mean, did that sort of enter your mind of, call my agent, get him on the phone?
I didn't have any clout when I first saw that episode. I was very much unemployed and doing pretty poorly. So I said, oh, that's a great show. I'll never be on it, but wow, that's really neat. And I like where that show's going. So I had no delusions about whether or not I could get on there. I was certain that I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then as years went on, I just auditioned for it a few times. And then that third time I auditioned for it, finally worked out, and that was about 5 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, and it's been all downhill. See, because downhill sometimes can be a good thing or a bad thing. It always makes it sound like it's a bad. No, but then if he snowballs down the mountain of success, that's going downhill too, right?
Oh, yeah, good. Okay, I like where you're going with this.
I know. I was like,
exactly. No, I'm saying it's sort of like you get it started, and then it's all downhill from there. Why does it always have to be bad? Uphill's bad. Have you ever gone to the gym? Running uphill is way worse. I like downhill from here. Did you, you know, I could sit here and ask a bunch of like normal stupid interview questions that you've had to answer 1,000 times, or I could be like, oh, I see on your bio, you do celebrity impressions, do 9 of them. But I'm going to spare you all of those things. Did you chip your tooth at the Super Bowl?
Yes, I wasn't at the Super Bowl, but my buddy is a hockey player, and I wish there was going to be some really fun, amazing, like brawler story coming out of this, but he was walking his dog. I was out with him walking his dog, and we might have had some beer bottles in our hands.
It's the celebration of America, Super Bowl Sunday, so that's all right.
Sure. He had a big dog, and he thought his dog was trying to eat a dead squirrel or something, and he pulled back on the leash really hard,
uh-huh.
and just so happened to pull back right as I was taking a sip, and the bottom of his elbow hit the bottom of the bottle, shot up right into my tooth.
Jammed it in there. Yeah. So I saw it on Instagram. He's like, anybody know a good dentist on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, no.
So is your tooth still currently chipped? Will people get to see the chip this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I had no time to go to the dentist, and I don't think I will for a while. So, yeah.
Ask for the chip by name. Say, I heard about the chip tooth. Please let me on.
You probably could sell the chip tooth. Like, hey.
Maybe.
Anybody want this chip tooth?
Now, I'll give you so around here, do you remember the story? It was involving I'm having a brain fart. What's Daryl's name? I can't think of it right now.
Norman.
Yeah. So
Norman Reedus.
Norman had a little incident with an overzealous fan that I guess licked him. Do you remember this story at all?
Oh, well, I remember a fan bit him.
Yes, lick and bit him. She lives in our listening area, so we actually spoke to her after all of that went down. So watch out for her if she asks for a piece of the tooth. That's that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if she seems super, maybe go back and ask Norman, refer back to the pictures just so you get a good idea so she
doesn't. called the Big Lick Comic Con?
Yeah. That's it.
Now it's all coming together.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
So we're on with Ross Marquand, Aaron on The Walking Dead, Red Skull, The Avengers. Choose your own adventure, Ross. Like, where do you want to go from here? What do you want to do?
What, just in life?
Sure.
Man, well, I'd love to keep doing this for as long as I can, but ultimately I think I want to retire to either like Idaho, Montana, or maybe Lisbon, Portugal.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty there, Idaho. And
that's where I'm thinking.
Nice. Because you're from Colorado, so you're kind of a mountain guy then, I would assume.
I am. I love the mountains. I love hiking. I live in a cabin in the woods right now. And
nice.
I love it. You know, yeah, it's great.
What is there something that tons of people like that you totally don't understand and don't really like?
Oh, lots of things. And I can't say many because I'll get myself in trouble.
I mean, I hate cheesecake. You know, it's things like that. So many people, they love cheesecake. I can't do it.
You do hate cheesecake.
I hate cheesecake. I know. And I'm a good sport. I try it.
It's sad.
I don't like it.
Well, recently I've been doing this whole Girl Scout debate. You know, people are talking about Samoas versus Thin Mints. And I don't dislike Thin Mints per se, but I'm amazed when people say they would choose anything other than Samoas. I mean, Samoas to me.
Like, that's the one.
Cookie. Say again?
I said that's the one.
Yeah, it is absolutely, just like Highlander, it is the one, there can be only one, and it is Samoas, absolutely, yeah.
I am always perplexed when they do the Girl Scout cookie surveys and everything, Monica, and everyone, what's your favorite cookie? And anyone votes for shortbread. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
What, for shortbread?
Or what was it, Nutter Butter, or whatever another one is?
Oh, I think that Tagalong, maybe they give it that name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like all of those, but I would never pick, shortbread is fine if there were no other cookies left. Like, that's what it would be.
Oh, I would pick shortbread. Right.
Maybe it was like Walking Dead World is what it was. Right. Do you have do in real life, because we do it here, we always say, okay, like in the zombie apocalypse, you have to put together your team, your squad, when you're getting ready, because Monica on this show, she is the number one leader of my squad. She's the first person I will call when the zombie apocalypse goes down.
Really?
Because, well, she's a really good read on people. She looks at your face and she can kind of figure out if you're lying or if you're telling the truth. So I like that. She's also ruthless. So I think at that point, she'll finish things off if need be. And ultimately, when push comes to shove, she is way slower than me. So you always got to have someone slower than you in the posse.
Oh, gosh.
If literal push comes to shove, you'll shove her in front of a zombie.
Yay. Exactly. Exactly. But I do that with love. We're looking forward to having you come to the area. Have you ever been to Southwest Virginia at all? And no is an acceptable answer.
I have not. I'm excited to go out there.
You will like it here because we are in the Blue Ridge Mountains and everything. So it is kind of mountainy. They're not super high like Colorado, but it's very scenic here. So I think you'll actually like that.
So it's a proper John Denver experience then, huh?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Go.
You will get that. I know I often take this area for granted because I'm not from here originally, but
it's beautiful.
I've been here for 15 to almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And every time I leave and I drive back into the area, I'm like, my God, it's nice here.
Uh-huh.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, all right. One final question. Cocktail or alcohol drink of choice?
Ooh, recently I've been just drinking mostly mezcal, but I also do love old fashioned. I love a whiskey old fashioned. Yeah,
see, he's classy even when he says it in that voice too. He's like, bring me an old fashioned. Thank you very much, Ross. Real excited to have you in town. If you need anything, call Monica because again, she's the person who can get things, and she's ruthless, so she'll take care of you. He'll be at Big Lick Comic Con this weekend. Wish you tons of success, man. Lisbon will call you eventually.
Thank you so much, and likewise.
Thank you, Ross. Have a great
day.
You too. Thanks, guys.